This might be a new habit for you, but it's debriefing. Jesus did it. He sent out the 72. And after they saw amazing things happen, they came back to Jesus and said, even the demons submit in our name. And then Jesus processed with them and he said, no, don't rejoice over that primarily. Make it more that your names are written in the book in heaven. And so Jesus gave them perspective. They were really cutting their teeth in ministry, and Jesus said, no, here's the main focus. So a lot of times we do a lot of things and we don't process. Now processing could happen with you and a friend or with you and God. It could happen in a group, but it is so good. I think of it after a missions trip. That's some of the most valuable stuff that happens. But it could be at the end of your day with a friend or family member and you process. What just happened? What did I learn? How am I growing? How do I need to grow? What could I have done differently? What is God saying in this? And a simple question you can ask people is, what are you learning? And then have them ask you, what are you learning? What are you learning today? And so process with people, debriefing. And then the more you do it, and it can, in a church, it can be a healthy part of the staff culture, is that, you know, you don't worry about pride and being too sensitive. No, we just debrief what we're learning and what God did. So make that a normal thing, not something strange. And then God's going to grow you in tremendous ways through those conversations.